Yeah. People Stay, and it's written for a friend of mine who grew up in Beirut during the Civil War there.
Yeah. This is part of a poem that I wrote on the subject of a woman named Susan Smith, who killed her two children by putting them in the back of a family car and pushing the car into a lake and putting the blame of the murder on an imaginary black guy. For 9 days, the entire country was looking for this guy. So, poems is called Brutal Imagination. The premise is, if that guy is being looked for, then he's real. And if he's real, then what's his life? And so the voice of the poem, in the poem, is the voice of the imaginary guy. We're gonna start it off with the first three poems in the book, which is called How I Got Born, My Heart, and Who Am I? And then I'm gonna do a little quick reading, and then we're gonna close with the last poem in the book, which is called Birthing. So, How I Got Born.
That's your three, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How I Got Born. Though it's common belief that Susan Smith willed me alive at the moment her baby sank into the lake. When called, I come. My job is to get things done. I am living by taking pains. So now a mother needs me clothed in hand-me-downs and a knit cap. Whatever. We arrive bereaved on a stranger's step. Baby, they weep. what she needs me to do. I mean, jump in an unloading car and drive off with two sad and frightened kids in the back. Like a bad lover, she has given me a poisoned heart. It pounds both our ribs, black, angry, nothing but business. Since her fear is my blood and her need part mythical, everything she says about me is true. Who are you, mister? One of the boys asks from the eternal backseat. And here is the one good thing. If I am alive, then so briefly are they. Two boys returned, three and one, quiet and scared, bunched together, breathing like small beasts. They can't place me, yet there's something familiar, though my skin and sex is different. Maybe it's the way I drive, or occasionally glance back with concern. Maybe it's the mixed blessing someone, perhaps circumstance, has given us. The secret thrill of hiding, childish in plain sight, seen but not seen, as if suddenly given the power to move through walls, to know every secret without permission.
Means that the bushes have not whispered, that the trees hold only shade, but the lake still insists on being a lake. I flicker from TV to TV. My flyer sits on my grandmother's easy chair. I hover over so many lawns, so many cups of coffee. I pour from lip to lip. My flyer sits on my grandmother's easy chair. I hover over so many lawns, so many cups of coffee. I pour from lip to lip. Blossoms in yellow ribbons, sprinkled like breadcrumbs or bait. I crackle from cell phones and shortwave. I'm listened for in alleys, looking for Michael and Alex means each car is scanned at the drive-through windows. The sightings are hoped for at the self-serve pumps. Clerks, long for the crook of my arm, reaching for diapers and snacks. So many days I have loped from ear to ear, from beauty parlor to church. They count to days till someone comes back. We've never left. The law. I'm a black man, which means, in Susan's case, that I pour out of a shadow at a traffic light. But I'm also a mother, which is why she has me promise I won't hurt your kids before I drift down the road. I'm a mother, which is why we sing, have mercy, come home. No questions asked. But I'm black, and we both know the law. Who's going going to believe that we had no choice but to open that door? Who's going to care that it was now or never, that it was no time to unbuckle them, that it was take the car or leave the car? I'm black, which means I mustn't slow down. I float in forces I can't always control. But I'm also a mother, which is why position. I am not the hero of this piece. I am only a stray thought, a solution, but now my face is stuck to lampposts, glued to plate glass. My forehead is stapled to my hat. I am here and here I am not. I am a door that opens and out walks. No one can help you. Now I gaze straight into your eye. From bulletin boards, tree trunks, I am papered everywhere a blizzard called. You see what happens? I turn up when least expected. If you decide to buy some milk, if you decide to wash your car, if you decide to mail a letter, I might tumbleweed on a pet leg. You can stare and stare, but I can't be found. Susan has loosed me on the neighbors, a cold representative, the scariest face you could think of.
I'm going to read like two more.
The sheriff's too good to be true. He tries to urge Susan and me to part. He trusts a friendly cup of coffee will skim me loose. But we're hard to untangle. I won't be easy. We know. His help is poison. He is courting us. We run a cold sweat while he waits. He is too good to be true. I am not for his ears. Susan knows. She tries not to weep. Attempts to lean towards us. We bob together in the god-awful silence. And here's the last one. This is going to be with the band. And this is the last poem in the book. And it's actually a call and response. And what it is that it's the first thing you're going to hear is the actual lines that I took from Susan Smith's handwritten confession. And the response is the imaginary God. Birthing.
When I left my home on Tuesday, October 25th, I was very emotionally distraught.
I have yet to breathe. I am in the back of her mind, not even a notion. A scrap of cloth, the way a man lopes down the street. Later, a black woman will say, we knew exactly who she was describing. At this moment, I have no language, no tongue, no mouth. I am not me yet. I am just an understanding.
As I rode and rode and rode, I felt even more anxiety.
Susan parks on a bridge and stares over the rail.
I felt a lot of anxiety.
Below her feet, blanket of river. She wants to pull over herself, children and all. I am not the call of the current.
I just was very anxious, extremely distraught.
She is heartbroken.
that I couldn't be a good mother anymore.
I didn't want my children to grow up without a mom.
That's not very nice.
I
didn't want my children to grow up without a
mother. I am not me yet.
I didn't feel up to the task.
Not.
I just didn't feel sincerely that I could be a good mother anymore.
At the bridge.
I felt that it was a good decision.
One of Susan's kids cries, so she drives to the lake. To the boat dock. I have not yet opportunity.
I have just never felt so lonely and so sad. I don't know, maybe you haven't experienced so sadness.
Who shall be a witness? Bullfrogs. Waterfall.
When I was at the John D. Long Lake, I hadn't ever felt that lonely, that scared, that unsure. I was convinced I could not be a good mother.
I've yet to be called.
I felt that it was a good decision.
I've yet to be called. Who will notice? Moths, dragonflies, field mice.
I wanted to end my life so badly, and I was in my car ready to go down, and I ran out into the water, and I was ready to kill
my hand. Is it her hand? Panicked on the emergency brake. Stares at the taillights as they slide from here to hidden.
I don't.
After she removes our hands from her ear,
thank you. some music behind you, or are you just...
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Yeah. I just want to see if this works.
Hello?
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to perform a piece now. You're too tall.
Can you turn that, Laura?
Okay, great. Does anyone have a topic for my new poem?
BP.
Yeah, BP.
BP?
Yeah.
Okay,
BP.
Great.
BP. You have a vibe.
BP.
BP.
Vibe, yeah.
Are you
going to
make up this poem on the spot?
Yes, yes.
Awesome.
On the spot.
Yeah, and then maybe you'll sing back behind
on the spot.
Yes.
Round out some of the lyrics. I think maybe like a sort of jazzy, swingy vibe.
Okay.
Where is that spot?
Jazzy,
a light, jazzy, swingy vibe behind a BP tune.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. This piece is called BP.
Is me.
Is
yeah,
me.
It's me.
In fact, Sam and I are writing it together. BP is me. BP is me. I spill down the hill at will. I will always spill the dinosaur blood. Then I spill it like a flood.
Credit cards. Yeah. this is going to be our last tune. We have a mailing list. We have some CDs if you would like. I will pretty much, you know, whatever you want to give for a CD is fine. No set price. Pay what you can. And I'll be around with the mailing list. Thank you. You've been a wonderful audience. Last tune is called Between the Bridges. Oh, and I think, Cornelius, you might come up, right? You're going to come up after for another one, or what do you think? Okay, so we'll do this one then, Cornelius, but this is our last band tune. Okay. Josh Myers on bass. Adrian Pollock on drums.
So far above the skyscraper thing
audience, and this is such a warm, sweet space. Thank you for having us.
True story. The cab driver who ripped me off. That's right, said the cab driver, turning a corner to the roundabout way. Those stupid fucking beggars. You know, the guys who walk up to my cab with their hands extended and their little cups. You know their problem? You know what's wrong with them? They ain't got no brains. I mean, they don't know nothing. Because if they had brains, they'd think of a way to find a job. You know what one of them said to me once? He said what he did, begging. He said it was work. Begging was work. And I told him straight to his face, that ain't work. You think that's work?
What the fuck you know about work?
You know nothing about work.
What the fuck you know about work?
Let me tell you what work is.
Fucking shit about work.
Work is something
begging
that
is
you
work.
Do that's of value.
Begging is work.
To someone else. Now you take me. Takes brains to do what I do. You know what I think?
Put the key in the ignition and turn it on.
I think they are just sending all those beggars over to some other country. Any country. Doesn't matter which. For 3-4 years, let them wander around some other country. Sending him off to wander about some other country for a few years. Let him beg over there. See how far it gets him.
If you don't blame digging, then I'll go.
Look at that guy, you know, who was big in the 60s. That drug guy. Timothy Leary?
Timothy Leary was a lazy chump.
Timothy Leary, yeah.
He was a fucking lazy white dude.
He went on.
He didn't have a bag. I'm pretty sure he had a trust fund.
He went underground.
He had a trust fund.
Lived overseas. You know what? A few years abroad, he was ready to come back on any terms. Didn't care if they arrested him. He said, the U.S. is better than any country in the world. Send him over there for a few years. They'd be just like him. This is the greatest country in the whole world. Timothy Leary was damn happy to get back here. And he's doing fine. Look at me. I used to be like that. I used to live underground. I came back. I think all those beggars got a mental block. I think you should do something. I mean, y'all don't like what you do, but you should do something. Something of use.
It would be of use if you could take me to my destination and shut the fuck
all
up.
All those people. Those bums. Those scam artists. Those hustlers, those drug addicts, those welfare cheats.